Now, increasing your sales numbers is a matter of creating an effective selling framework and listening more than speaking. It requires being a good communicator and reading your client's body language well to determine their interest and then modifying your communication style to get them interested if they're not. On Small Talk Big Returns today, we're talking about what happens if all of your efforts fail. How can you deal with rejection and follow up effectively in spite of it? Richard Coles of Coles Training International tells us more.
I've had rejections, there's no doubt about it, and people came back again because I finished off the transaction on a positive note. Actually, when you finish one transaction, you set up the next. I know many salespeople have left sales because of rejection. It's the hardest part of being a salesman, a salesperson. But you have to realize the following. It's not the end of the road. It slows up the progress of the sale, but it's not the end of the sale. What you have to do as a salesperson is you have to get the sales process moving again. And that's called a counter. You need a counter, brackets, answer to the objection. So you have to take action or words to get the process moving. Because if you let it go unchallenged, you lose by default. And you have to also understand, like this is where empathy comes in, that client has the right to object. Resistance is normal. If you want to know why other people buy, just ask yourself what makes you buy. I mean, it's a simple thing. There's four reasons why they might object. I know you might think there's many more, but they really often comes down to this. They think the price is too high. They honestly think the price is too high. Secondly, they have lower quotes in their pocket, in their head. Three, they're trying to discourage or challenge you, and that happens. I've faced that many times. Or, and this is common, they want to make sure that you're offering the best price. So what do you do when you have an objection? Well, the process is simple. You listen carefully to what the objection is. You ask questions about the objection. You have to know what your counter is to the objection. Then you ask again for the sale. And then you might have to say, if you've been a series of objections and you've counted them all successfully, and they come up with yet another objection, you could say something like, if I can solve this problem for you, would you be willing to buy? And the benefit of that is what you're actually doing is you're isolating this last objection. And if they say, yes, I think I would be, if you deal with that objection, you pretty well have no more obstacles in your way.
So what is the overarching strategy that can be applied in such cases?
Find my first opening question and then just quietly sort of integrate that into my sales talk and try to find something that had value to them. I come back to the word value over and over again. I think it was very important to acknowledge people's objection, identify the problem. In one country I visited, I went into a store and I objected to something, and the salesman started arguing with me. What are you arguing with me about? He said, well, you're not right. And I said, I'm the customer, and I have a right to object. You have a duty to tell me why this product is better than I think it is, not to argue with me. So I walked out. Salespeople have to remember that customers have choices today. And if they're not happy with you, they have many, many, many other alternatives. So do never, ever take a customer for granted. If they object, it's not to have a fight with you. It's not to put you down. You have to be hardy. You have to be tough. You have to have resilience. If you don't have that and you don't want to use it, then don't be a salesperson. I know it sounds tough, but I really advise people, if you can't stand rejection, if you can't stand objectives, don't do it. It's not going to work. The success of sales and the elation of doing well in sales far outweighs the occasional rejections and objections.
And that was Richard Coles of Coles Training International.